is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to the good old Hard Feelings podcast. We're back, caught up to date. Sitting across from me, my brand new co-host. You might know him from the Hassan Fessen tour on Dunkirk Way there in Frankfurt, Hamburg, and downtown Berlin. Ladies and gentlemen, Kinter Ryan, everybody.
Guten Tag.
Hallo.
Darf ein bitte aufs Klo.
Kippy Ryan back in the flesh.
Buddy,
the
in
European
the
tour. Ooh, like Columbus crossing the seas.
Me, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Tell you what, this kid's got a case of scurvy, huh? Get a limeade, buddy, will you?
I had to cut my dick off, you know what I mean?
You've been, what, how many days without proper dairy or medicine?
Oh, dude, they keep their eggs on the shelf over there. I don't know if you know.
That place, get out of here.
Dude, fucking wacky place over there.
Let me ask you this.
Sure,
don't
buddy.
Fucking lie.
What do you got?
They were over there trashing us, weren't they?
Who?
Those fucking Euros.
No, they love us.
No,
man.
They don't. They're
do.
Trashing. And
they
I bet
do.
You were turning and running like, yeah, they suck.
Oh, mm-hmm. Buddy, I had a kind of few choice words. I don't know.
About the new administration, huh?
Yeah.
Love it or leave it, Kippy. That's my Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, my God. I thought I was having a stroke. You fucking asshole. I was about to have a panic. I thought my head was caving in.
Yeah, I got to have an Alka-Seltzer. I didn't get a chance to get my Nexium, and me and the lady met for lunch today.
And who? What lady?
My new girl.
No, me. Sarah Lee?
Nobody doesn't like her. Me and Crystal met for lunch today because I had a couple auditions over by Union Square reading for some primetime television.
Yeah, would you like fries with that?
It's funny you mentioned that. We went to Mickey D's for lunch.
Oh, some lunch. You're in the middle of fucking...
Nah, they do it right over here now. Over in Union Square, you go up to the thing, you do the order at the kiosk, you grab a table thing, they come down and bring it to
That's
you.
That's everywhere, dude.
Table service!
That's everywhere. I actually hit McDonald's in Frankfurt yesterday in the airport just because I needed. I was over
That's
it.
That's weird. I couldn't
I
do
was,
that.
Dude, the fucking, it's what, dude, the menus over there are
Yeah, I'm
bananas.
Not eating at a fucking European fast food. Get out of here.
But I was just over everything. And it's like, you can only have so many pretzels, so many fucking currywursts, fucking all that shit. So I was like, I just
Think
need.
Think on the curry, the Europeans. They like it over there. I like it too. We had curry.
Dude,
this
dude, a nice curry wurst.
Wait, you're saying curry, right?
Yeah, curry wurst, wurst, worst.
You're
wurst.
Saying
curry. Curry wurst.
Curry.
Yeah.
Curry.
This is what you're breaking my balls on? Jesus, I haven't seen you in fucking 20 days.
I'm scoping you out to see if you have any MK Ultra shit going on, if they fucking turned you anyone over there.
For the listener, Foley patted me down to make sure I wasn't wearing a wire
yeah,
when
no
I got
shit.
In here. Huh?
How about that poor bastard, that fucking reporter,
oh,
walked
Jesus.
Into the Saudi embassy? Yeah. Nah, we haven't seen him.
Yeah, but, wait, what? I'm not here.
No,
not in the U.S.,
no,
I was going to
no,
say, because
no, no.
that would be a bigger...
He was a Saudi-based reporter that I guess said some unflattering
but
things.
But where was it? Turkey?
Turkey.
He went into the Saudi...
Consulate in Turkey.
Yeah, and they have him like walking in with like fucking chainsaws and shit.
No, him?
No, not him, but they have like... I saw something where there was like people walking in with saws.
So what happened was, is like an hour before he got
yeah,
there.
I don't give up. Dude, we haven't seen each other. We're talking about
current,
we're talking about fucking reporters getting chopped up. I got stories, motherfucker.
NPR over
yeah.
here.
Oh, tell me more. There's been nothing going on in your life for 20 days. You got to talk about some poor schmuck.
But
huh?
yeah, I've been standing outside waiting for you for the last 2 weeks.
Anybody seen Kippy?
And I tell you what, I didn't have money hard feelings coming into this episode, but dude, stand out in front of the garden in New York City for a half an hour. Fucking guy comes up asking for a lighter. I don't know what he was smoking with it, but I was like, keep it, man. I'd never
Go
seen...
Go back to the moon with that thing.
I've seen every drug under the moon. Or under the sun, fucking this guy was, it was yeah. like a super spliff.
Yeah.
Or some, I was like, I don't want it back. And dude, you know what's funny is some people just have jobs where it's constant stress. I was standing outside. They have a cab line out front.
Oh, no way.
The guy who runs the cab line should be a cop, but it's not. He's dressed like a fucking Salvation Army guy.
So you're catching shit from the drivers, from the people
dude,
waiting.
Nobody's listening to a thing this
he's
guy has
guy.
To say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, he's fucking got, he's like right at a central casting, too. He had the mustache, the fucking
yeah.
man titties,
yeah,
the
yeah.
shitty uniform.
Sure, a stupid little hat.
Probably,
a whistle,
lives, in, probably lives in some basement, an apartment in Queens
Windowless.
With his mother. It's yeah. just like, this guy must get it all the fucking time.
I fucking, no way. No way would I ever do that.
Felt bad for him, man. But Kippy, I'm glad you're back. Welcome back to the studio, the Hard Feelings podcast. We're running fresh. We're running new. And we're going to get back into it. I know we fell off of it because we've been busy. We want to hear from you. We want hard feelings from the hard-ons. TheHardFeelingsPod@gmail.com. Send the emails in because here's the story. Uncle Hank's taking it over. Mm-hmm. Tell Uncle Hank. That's going to be the new segment. Tell me all about it. I'm going to read the emails, and I'm going to read them on air to Kippy. We're going to do it nice.
See, your ego's gotten bigger since I've been gone.
I'm going to straighten you punks out, okay? TheHardFeelingsPod@gmail.com.
Yes.
Send in your stories.
Get them
I want to hear them.
We're getting back to it.
I'm going to need access to that Gmail account.
Nope. And your mother's PIN number.
And that Litecoin account number. So what do you got? Two weeks you've been gone.
2 weeks. How about this? So before I even leave, you know I'm an Uber pool man, right? Are you an Uber pool?
It's funny you mention that. I recently signed up for Uber, and I've been using that Uber pool.
It's not bad, right?
Fucking $8 out of the city.
Fucking not too shabby. So listen to this. I had a couple of shows in Queens the night before I left, or one or two nights before I left.
Okay.
It was actually quite nice to be in.
Surprised you didn't come by the house and say hello.
You're in the neighborhood. You were downtown.
So you come by, put a cake out.
Say hi to your girlfriend.
Oh, I stopped by.
Oh, I was there. I fed the dog. Huh?
Got a spinning door in the front.
Yeah, so.
You fed the dog. We don't have a dog.
I'm in doggy style. I'm sorry. No, so.
Love you, honey.
Yeah, obviously, I was joking. So I'm taking it from, it was just a nice night, you know? It's like, I was at the Creek and then QED, two little, you know, all to your performance spaces, clubs, whatever.
Right.
In Queens, they're cool, just low pressure, just fucking nice, couple of pops hanging out.
Okay.
Good times. Good fucking night. I'm like, you know what? Because I live all the way uptown, it's a pain in the balls to go, you know, down through Queens, over.
Got to take
all the
NQR back into 42nd Street,
yeah,
transfer over to the A, uptown,
So,
nightmare.
But I'm all the way kind of, I'm at the top of Queens.
You can just take the Triborough Bridge right over.
I'm like, I'm not too far. I'm already halfway uptown. So I'm like.
Let me tell you something. I noticed this because my mom's been fucking blowing up my phone, screaming at me about the Easy Pass in the whip.
Oh, they
that
get
Triborough Bridge ain't cheap, buddy.
No, no. But so I go, you know what? Fuck it. It was like, I don't know. Let's call it $17. I'm like, no brainer. Let's fucking do it.
If you don't get somebody else, they just take you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Nice.
So we get up there and we stop uptown somewhere. I think it was the Bronx. Because, like, right over there, between Manhattan and it's, like, weird. It's, like,
gets
kinda,
a little fishy, yeah.
It's, I don't know what's what kind. There's another river up there that you crawl.
Jurisdiction it is?
Yeah.
They got their own sheriff?
Yeah, it's fucking no man's land.
Where are you from, boy?
Ain't from around here. Ping! So I'm like, you know what? Whatever. So we stop and grab. It was a couple. A guy who's wearing a pretty girl, right?
Goggles?
From the conversation, I'm led to believe it's a Dominican couple.
Hold on. Where are you? Front seat, back seat?
Back seat.
Okay.
Headphones
so you get
in.
Yep.
Got a couple of pops in me.
Uh-huh.
All right? A couple of IPAs. I'm an IPA man. Couple of pops in me. I walk. He's got like a jacket on with like a tight, he's like a deep V or tank top, right? So he's overly. He's flamboyant, he's flashy, but like he's got his glasses on and he's jacked.
Okay.
Jacked dude with like a jacket with, imagine like a jacket with no shirt on under.
Okay.
It, you know, like a bomber jacket, no shirt. Those weird cool circle glasses that everybody's wearing.
That's what I've been wearing since you've been gone.
Turn around at you. So I'm like, all right, so he's like upset a little. Like I can tell he's not like, oh, here's the cab. So she goes, oh, you get in the front. And he didn't like that right away.
Oh, yeah. So you're getting your ass beat.
So he's in
the
back.
So you can play Tootsie with the broad.
He's in the back. I'm in the back with her. She gets in. She's like, hey. I'm like, hey, how, you know, just casual, just like a hi. That's
fuck
all.
Fuck you say, pussy.
He doesn't say anything. He gets in, and I can tell he's drunk, right? So he goes, who's dropping us off first? Or who's getting dropped off first?
You. Right? Picked up
no,
first.
No, it doesn't matter. It depends on where they're going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm checking the same time as one of them asks or so. So we're
why?
Both just to see how far it's going to take me or whatever. I'm just
I would
looking.
Want this guy out of the cab as quick as possible.
Yeah, of course. Whatever. So I'm just going. So I look and I go, they're dropping them off first, but they're dropping them off in my neighborhood at a bar that I always go to. It's that burger place right across the street from where we shot that thing. I think we talked. There's a burger joint right across the street.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's called Locksmith Burgers, and they've recently turned it into like a nightclub, kind of. They bought the place next door. It's doubled the size. It used to just be like four tables.
Okay.
And they served beer. Now it's like a nightclub. They got DJs. There's like a 50-person line to get in every night. Whatever. So she goes, oh, she says, she started the conversation. She goes, oh, we're dropping off us first. And then says to me, like, I'm sorry about that. That sucks. Like, being that we got in last, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, you've been in here longer. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
This chick's all over you.
No. It was just, so I go.
She hot?
So I put my, no. Yeah, she was hot. She was.
Okay.
Yeah. So I go, hey, no, oh, I see you're going to Locksmith. And she goes, yeah. I'm like, it's no worries. I live two blocks away. She goes, oh, cool. I was like, and she goes, oh, I've never been. And I go, oh, it's actually.
To your place?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. From what I hear so far, you need to keep your mouth shut.
No. It's literally, I've said like four words.
All right.
So she goes, and it's not like, oh, what's up? What are you wearing? Like, or anything. Like, we're having a conversation about logistics of
who's
the camp.
Who's this douchebag?
Yeah. And I was like, and
Chad's about to get his ass beat.
So she goes, oh, I've never been. I was like, yeah, they just like redid it. And it's like a club now. And I was speaking in hyperbole. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, it's like a club now. You know?
I don't know what that is, but.
Like just, you know, as like, I'm making it bigger than it is. It's not like a fucking nightclub, but it's
okay.
Like a bar.
You're talking it up.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, it used to be a tiny little burger bar with four tables. Now it's like a fucking club. And he goes, no, it ain't. You're wrong. And I'm like, oh, shit. And he goes, I'm like, and I have my headphones, so I'm like, what's up? And he's like, You're wrong. And I'm like, what? I don't even know what the fuck I'm arguing now. He's like, you're wrong. He goes, this is the problem with gentrification. And I'm like, oh, shit, we are
told you.
About to get my ass kicked.
Right here is fine, sir.
He goes, how long have you been living in the neighborhood? I'm like, oh, fucking 5 years, man. And he's like, oh, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And I'm like, and then she's going, I'm so sorry. I'm like, don't apologize for him because he's going to hear. We're both going to get our asses kicked.
Now you're whispering in the back.
Yeah, this driver doesn't stand a chance. We're going off the side of the bridge, buddy. This ain't fucking good.
You kill us all instead of taking a loss?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then he's like, I go, hey, man. So now I got to assert myself a little bit. I'm not going to be, you know, obviously no.
Kippy's no bitch.
I'm no bitch, kind of.
Plus, you're on your way to Europe in a few hours, so.
So I'm like, hey, man. He's like, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. It used to be apartment 187. Now it's this. And I'm like, yeah, man, all I'm saying is they bought the place next door and made it bigger, and there's a DJ. That's all I'm saying. And she's like, yeah, babe, you don't even. So I'm like, so it dies down a little bit. So I'm like, ooh, all right. But now I'm like.
This guy could have a piece on him.
The adrenaline spiked. You know, I don't know what the fuck's going on. He's telling me I'm gentrifying his neighborhood, all this shit. This is your problem. And I'm like, oh, he's fucking wasted, clearly. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I got the headphones in, but music down. You know, to keep my fucking bearings about me. You know what I mean? Head on a swivel.
See that cigarette lighter coming at you.
check your fucking six, daddy. You know what I mean?
Can I get in the trunk? Is that okay?
From the streets. I'm about to fuck. Lucky I didn't have my piano wire on.
Oh, man.
Fucking do them up real nice, huh? Colombian necktie. What's up? So then.
You got to be really mad at somebody to kill them that way.
You got
to
have
the piano wire.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. Go ahead.
So I go, all right. So he dies. She's like, babe, whatever. Like, changes the subject or whatever. And now he wants to test. He's just testing. He's like the alpha male testing of the guys.
I would have turned my headphones up and just ignored them from there.
I did, clearly.
Or pretended like I couldn't hear him.
Clearly that's what I was doing.
Okay.
But now he's blasting the fucking music, like as loud as it can fucking go. And the driver's going, no. And he's just, wah, wah. Now he's fighting with the driver. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, get me the fuck out of this.
What car. A fucking jerk
just
off.
Just a fucking shit. But luckily we dropped them off. I fucking hightailed it out of there. You know what I mean? Later. Kippy's off to fucking Germany.
Woo! So you're not even fucking in the airport
I'm not
yet.
Not even at the airport. Yeah, but all right. What do you want to know? Do you have any questions?
Do I have any questions?
Please. All right, fat man in the front row.
Is the United States still the greatest country in the world to you? Yeah, exactly. Enough questions, boys. Come on in.
Bunch of military.
I got
police
a Saudi hit squad outside waiting for you. Take you for a little ride.
It's pretty funny. I texted my buddy Googe. I was like, oh, just landed, whatever. He goes, how's all that freedom feel? Like when I got back yesterday.
Yeah, no
He's
shit.
He's like, how's that freedom taste? I'm like, not too bad. I just called up my senator and told him to go fuck himself just because I can. You know what I mean? Flex those freedom muscles. Hey, buddy, go fuck yourself.
I believe her. Hang up on him. Fuck yous.
Yeah. But, so another thing. So we go, whatever. Did some shows over there. Shows were great. Good times.
How was that?
It was good.
These are all American-speaking people?
American-speaking people.
You know what I'm talking
about.
No,
I don't, fatty.
Are they all expats?
No.
They're Germans?
Well, Wiesbaden, the first place
I'm sorry, what?
Wiesbaden.
You'll clean it up, huh? Let's go to a caller.
Wiesbaden was the first place to show. There's a big base there.
There's a base?
A big U.S. base. So like half the
military base.
Half the people were
So you're going over to Europe under the guise of doing comedy shows to meet your European girlfriend, and you're doing spots coincidentally by a military base. This is how Oswald got started. Tell you that.
Were you ever at a book depository?
I see you putting together an Italian rifle, leafing through the catalog. Yeah, right. This looks good. Fucking making a phone call.
Yeah, no. So, but it was kind of crazy. I was like doing some crowd work to fill the time. You know what I mean?
I was going to say Coke the way you said that.
No, so
I was doing some blow.
No, so I was doing crowd work. Anybody from the States? And one guy's like, yeah. I'm like, where are you from? He goes, Philly. I
Woo!
Go, no fucking
Get
way.
Get out of town.
Yeah, nice African-American gentleman in the front row. I said, my man.
Up top.
Give me some skin, Jack.
You like the Flyers? What?
Hockey fan. So I said, no shit. What neighborhood? He goes, Northeast Philly. I said, what the fuck? Where at? He goes, Tarsdale. Dude, we're fucking minutes from each other.
Used to get H over there.
I said, we got kind of come all the way over here to meet you? What the fuck?
What was he doing over there?
He had served over there, was in that area and met a woman and moved back to be with that woman.
What base were you near?
I don't know the name of it. It's in Wiesbaden, though.
It's not Ramstead, is it? Or Rheinsted?
Ramstead. No, I think that's in Ramstead.
Okay.
I think that's the name of the town.
Okay.
I don't know the name
of
it.
There was a huge UFO sighting in the 80s there. They got nukes over there.
Yeah, I'm sure they got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Got
huh?
black dudes.
I got one black guy.
Pretty good.
Tony!
I blame everything on him. What the fuck?
That's what I was saying. I say I walk into, I said I try to order everywhere in German.
In German?
Yeah. Unless I walk into like an American franchise, then it's fucking, hey, Tony! Treat that thing like the embassy, you know what I mean? I pay my motherfucking taxes!
Let me get two a kraut and a yoo-hoo, huh?
You believe these fucking krauts? Jesus Christ.
You sent me a picture of Checkpoint Charlie.
Checkpoint Charlie.
What's Berlin like? I gotta be honest with you, it looked a little trashy.
No, it's crazy. Imagine like a big Brooklyn. It's super hip.
And what were those two Indian guys doing dressed up like military MPs?
Hustling for pictures, like it's Times Square.
Oh, they weren't selling it, I'll tell you that.
three euro, that's what they're yelling. It's crazy.
Do they still have dudes over there?
Who?
The U.S. military. Is there still people manning Checkpoint Charlie?
No.
Making sure no one goes east or west?
There's a fucking McDonald's literally right next door. I'm not even fucking with you.
I guess we know who won that one, comrades, don't we? Huh? USA. USA.
Yeah.
Sorry, I feel like it's my job to, like, ingrain you back into...
I'm in, buddy. What do you think? Right. They think America's the
I don't know, you come over here, maybe you start talking about moving over there. You don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Yeah, fucking take a hike with that shit.
Yeah.
Love it or leave it, Kippy.
Yeah, so the first show was good. Second show was in Frankfurt. Fucking cool. Like a co-working space type thing. Just like a... it was just like a room, like a venue. Fucking packed out, 80 people, something like that. Sold out, whatever. Dude, they're sitting on the walls, on the floor, fucking.
It's crazy to think to me that there's, like, all those people are just living over there doing their thing.
It's crazy when you think, yeah, when you think of that.
Like, everywhere, every city. People
just
were,
operating.
Like,
doing this. Yeah, it's crazy.
Everyone's doing their thing, going out, having dinner, fucking. I don't know. It's weird. I can't grab. I'm so stupid. I can't, like, wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
there's
it's
people
weird.
Living
it's
out their whole lives in Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Weird.
Identical lives to you. Like mine, you know, minus the little things. They're not as fat, clearly.
The stinky European poops, which we already talked about.
SEPs.
Yikes. How's that? How's all that? All the facilities and all that?
They do. Oh, you don't know anything about their public restroom situation. It's great. It's 50 cents to go anywhere.
Shitting in guys' mouths.
No, it's 50 cents to go.
Whoa, what?
But because they have somebody there cleaning it. Like, literally.
50 cents to take a deuce?
But, like, publicly, yeah.
That's why they all love it over here.
No, they hate our public
Yeah, right.
Toilet.
You ever see those the Europeans lining up to get into the fucking shitter at Central Park?
Yeah, it's because that's the only place to go.
Yeah.
No, they hate. They're like, dude, it's so disgusting.
Oh,
it's actually a great,
is it?
Yeah. Have you been in a fucking public restroom?
Yeah, that's what it's there for—to keep the fucking creepos out. All right, we don't make it nice.
Yeah. No, it's fucking. They're super nice, super clean. It's fucking. It's great. 50 cents to take a nice deuce with a fucking perfectly scrubbed dude. You don't have to put paper down or anything.
Soft
there's somebody
in there
fucking scrubbing it for you. You go sit down, not perfect. And the walls go all the way to the bottom a lot of times.
Oh,
so you have your own.
Classy.
It's like pooping in a telephone booth. It's nice.
Make a call.
All right. It's fucking good stuff over there. Clean living. But the Frankfurt show was one of those shows where it was like, I got off stage, and I'm like, I might be the greatest comedian in the world. Like, it was just one of those things where everything was fucking hitting. Crowd work, this, that, just bing, pow, boom. Killing. Great.
Everybody
night.
Could follow you. Everybody knew what was going on.
Everybody followed. Great. Yeah, it was fucking, yeah. They all learn English when they're like, you know, they take it in elementary school, primary school.
And what was the bird doing the whole time you were?
The bird.
Your lady friend.
She came to the show. She came to every show.
Did she work during the day?
1 week she did.
So what'd you do?
I was out cruising, figuring it out, you know what I mean?
Scoping for dudes?
Yeah. They have a red light district because prostitution's legal.
In Germany?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, so I was walking around one day, just like, you know, checking out the city and shit. It's a beautiful city. It really is. And the weather I had was fucking t-shirt weather.
You didn't partake, obviously, did you?
Huh?
Is it cheating if it's legal?
I don't know. Don't ask her. Where's my lawyer, huh?
Somebody get me Cohen on the phone. Huh?
What's international protocol?
Buddy!
It was international waters. So.
No one knows what's going on.
I was
on.
In a tub. International waters. So it was kind of weird because I texted her. I'm like, hey, where's the red light district? She's like, oh, over on this street. And I'm like, that's got to be a first of a guy asking his girlfriend where the hookers are. You know what I mean? Hey, where are all them skanks at? Can
my
I borrow
phone will be
50
off for an
euro?
Hour.
Let me hold 50. Yeah? Yeah, that show was good. And then I had two shows. And then we went to Berlin the next weekend. Two shows in Berlin. Yeah.
So it was work all the time.
No, I mean, I had the first few days I got there work and then a week off and then work the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the weekend spots in Berlin, they were 15-minute spots. They run like a showcase type thing, kind of.
And what do you got hard feelings wise? How are the Europeans treating you?
Europeans were nice. The big thing. All right. So listen to this. So we were in Frankfurt. Frankfurt's the coolest thing about Germany. I think most of Europe, you can do it. You can just walk in. To like, they have them like they're called kiosks.
Into
like
Germany?
Like a bodega, like a corner store.
Okay.
You walk in, you buy a beer, boom, €1, whatever it is.
A euro?
Yeah, €1 for a beer, €2 for
what?
A beer.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of beer?
Whatever.
Founders?
And they're big one, big poppies, the fucking, the half a liter Johns.
Really?
And they open it for you. You just walk out and just fucking.
Ah, don't give me that. The bodegas in the neighborhoods have the can opener in the front.
Yeah, but you're not, it's not allowed. Dude, like you
part
can just
of the, fun.
The coolest thing, the, seriously, in Berlin.
What, you're allowed to walk around and drink?
Yeah.
Can you drink and drive?
It's definitely way more relaxed than it is here, for sure.
You gotta be real tuned up.
Yeah, they were like, because we were talking about it, of like, because my buddy had a breathalyzer in his car at one point.
Your start, buddy?
Yeah. You know
oh,
him,
you
too.
Got
I'm keeping the names out. But
what
you
do you mean
him.
I know him? I don't know him.
You know my buddy.
No, oh, I thought you meant a buddy in Europe.
No, my buddy here.
Oh, I was about to get, this podcast was about to get canceled. And this fucking phone was about to get thrown at you. Oh, you got buddies over there, huh? Yeah, hey, it must be nice.
Yeah, no.
I'm over here hanging out with my girlfriend for 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, so we were talking about that, and they were like, oh, that's crazy. It's definitely way, the penalties are way less strict, because here they're, you know, it's quite tough.
Do they have a lot of DUI accidents over there?
I don't know. They all follow the rules. Dude,
I think
they don't,
we're
they,
just fucked up.
Dude, they won't cross the street if there's a red light. There couldn't be a car for a fucking mile and a half.
Pussy.
All of Germany's waiting at the fuck. And then finally, I was just frustrated. I just wanted to be back, and like I was just like fucking... Just like in a bad mood, and I was just like one day or whatever, and
they're all soft over there.
Everybody's sitting there waiting across the street. I'm like, fuck this! I'm just like walking across a 5-lane highway, like get
throw
the
a coffee
fuck
cup
out of
in the street.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, it was wacky, but oh, yeah. So we gotta.
All right. Well, that was real fucking smooth. I see we're shaking the rust off you. I know what you're getting at. Welcome back, baby. You want to talk about American commerce, capitalism at its finest? Checking in with the new sponsor here on the Hard Feelings podcast. You heard a couple of reads the last couple of weeks. Now you're getting a live one, baby. Hey, sports fans, football season is here.
Woo!
And it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie.net. Kippy, do you know about MyBookie.net?
I've heard things.
Well, let me tell you something, my friend. They're the industry leader in sports action websites, and they offer real Las Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events, maybe even some of your European sporting events.
Oh, yeah, football.
Maybe.
The original.
Don't start blasphemy in here, I'll tell you that right now. You can take a side, you can take the total, or you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score.
Woo!
It's unbelievable. I actually signed up for it. It's absolutely fantastic. MyBookie.net lets you play online and win big. And now, with a special offer, now that we're working together...
What's that special offer?
Buddy, all you got to do is you got to use the promo code FEELINGS when you register for your account, and you can get... 100% sign-up bonus.
Wait a second. That can't be right.
I'm telling you right now.
100%. So you're telling me if I put down $100, they give me another $100?
What I'm telling you right now is if you go to mybookie.net and you use promo code FEELINGS, when you register for your account, you're going to get 100% sign-up bonus.
I don't believe it.
And I'll tell you this. Another
That's
thing.
Unbelievable.
I'll tell you another thing. If the game already kicked off, you don't even have to sweat it. Because MyBookie.net has in-game live action on every major sporting event, even esports. These guys are killing it. There's no better time to join MyBookie.net than today. Go to MyBookie.net to open an account and start winning. And remember, guys, use promo code FEELINGS when you register for your account, and you can get 100% sign-up bonus. Get in on the action. Visit MyBookie.net's website and use promo code FEELINGS. Do it today. MyBookie.net, promo code FEELINGS for 100% bonus.
And not remember, too shabby.
Remember, guys, no deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply for entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited. That's how we do it. That's the magic shake and bake right there. You don't even want to fast forward through that read. You want to hear the synergy. That's right. MyBookie.net. So, yeah, a lot of things have changed since you've been on your little European tour.
Oh, all right. Yeah? Got fatter.
I've taken the company public. All right.
Yeah.
That's my one little piece of business. And also, I did a little work for a messaging app a couple weeks ago when you were gone.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
That's right.
You did that while I was gone?
I did a lot while you were gone. A lot of crying and eating.
Yeah.
Ate a whole pot of chili while you were gone. Never doing that again.
You do that every time I leave the town.
Oh, I'm done with the chili. I was dying. Anyway, so this is how they paid me for that gig. Shares in the company. I'm a business owner,
look
buddy.
Look at you, the I'm first a business to buy your owner. Bonds.
Check that portfolio.
That's great.
Portfolio.
Look at you.
Yeah,
huh?
Buddy. You know what I'm talking about? Thinking about getting a vacation home down in Florida. Looking at New Mexico Beach.
Getting that gold Rolex, packing it in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know
getting
how
the Lincoln
it is.
Town car, driving the back.
Getting Chavon to drive me. Listen, yeah. That's
you were
what
just
I
about
did.
To reread that. I don't know.
MyBookie.net, guys.
Yeah.
We're killing it over here. Before you get back into your European adventure, I actually had a nice weekend. We got away. We went to Greenwich, Connecticut.
I saw all that. You've been doing weird weekends.
Why?
Like you're a fuck. That's like alibi stuff. I'm over here in New London, Connecticut, everybody. Fuck out of here. Old Greenwich, New London. Something's fishy. You're fucking...
Couldn't have been me, officer. I was in New Haven all weekend.
Check out my Instagram stories. I swear to God. Something's up. No one goes.
We
to
got
those.
The whip. We're doing day trips. That's what we call it.
What was Erie closed for the weekend?
Hey, Greenwich was all right. Leaned a little
Speaking
to the
of,
right.
I'll be in Erie December 7th and 8th.
Leaned a little to the right up there. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, think
a little waspy.
Oh yeah, woo! That's where they're at. That's
Man.
Where all the money is.
Kids are born with sweaters around their necks. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Where
what's
else?
Going It was nice. Stayed at the nice hotel.
Motel 6. Red Roof Inn was closed.
I like hotel. I don't like motels.
No. Anything that opens out to a street,
yeah.
Forget about
motels
it.
Motels is where you go to clean your own bullet wounds. It's like, yeah. Real trash.
You go to drain a dead body. It's always like the Lincoln Motel. Yeah.
After you robbed the pharmacy for painkillers.
Yeah. You take a dog painkillers and shit.
Sewing up your shotgun blast on your leg.
Yeah.
All right. We all saw No Country for Old Men.
I was thinking of Shooter.
Shooter?
I think it's Shooter.
Oh, with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
How's your mother doing? Tell her I said hello.
Wahlberg stinks. He stinks.
You see how fucking asshole wakes up at like 2 o'clock in the morning to work out?
Yeah, he's got fucking...
He's going to bed by at dinner time. It's like, what are you doing, buddy?
He's killing it.
I'll give him that. He runs a tight ship, that Wahlberg.
Dude, I just read Tom Brady's diet out of his book. He's laying off the candy corn, I'll tell you that. This guy, I can't compete with that.
Holy you eat more shit. By breakfast.
Dude.
You eat more in your sleep.
This guy's a machine.
Yeah.
It's tough seeing those guys that have their shit together like that.
Everybody compared to you?
I just told you I got shares in the company. Killing it. As soon as that baby goes public.
What happens when it tanks?
I don't know.
Maybe fucking using it as toilet paper.
I don't know how it works.
Oh, that's funny.
No, Greenwich was nice. Stayed at a nice hotel. This is food related, but I tell you, restaurants outside of New York, it's just like it's a crapshoot, man.
Oh yeah,
it's a crapshoot. You don't know what you're gonna get. We actually had dinner at this killer place called the Ginger Man in Old Greenwich.
Sounds good. You figure up there, there'd be good food though. Money, wealth,
yeah.
Rich white people.
Yeah, it was all right. I didn't like the rich white people. I'll be honest with you, they kind of stink.
Yeah, rich white people tend to stink. Old rich white. I mean, like.
Yeah. Old rich white people stink. They're mean. There's not even like a please and a thank you. And the new rich white people, they don't know what's going on. They're just taking selfies and shit.
I like new rich white people, though.
You
my
do?
My kind of people, a little dirty, a little edgy, huh? New money. Huh? I'm a new money kind of guy.
Does your crew over there in Europe, are they all flashy, making the scene Euro people?
No, they're all very conservative, you know.
Conservative German or conservative American?
Just not, I mean, I don't mean.
Big difference. Hey, you guys cool or what?
I don't mean.
Show them a picture of Rubinoff, see how they react. No, but are they all rich kids? What's the deal?
No, not rich kids.
And does
kids.
She have a little crew? Is that what you did? Did you go over there and hang out?
Yeah, she
out
got
with
a good crew. Good crew.
Dudes?
Yeah, well, her and her brother are like the same age, so it's like his kind of friends. Like he's got like two or three like close friends, and then like the girl. There's like. Four guys and four girls type thing.
Do you suspect that there's anybody in the crew that might have hit it, like in high school?
No.
Because that's always a weird thing.
We have run into people.
What?
I have met people that she's...
fornicated with?
That she's courted. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Are they...
You've met me.
Yeah, but you I can handle. I wouldn't want to meet some fucking 6'8" Austrian.
Hans or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Blue eyes I get lost in. Oh, my God.
You end
what
up
are you
nailing
her.
You end up nailing them.
No. Yeah, I don't know.
And she has a whole like little social scene. Like,
yeah, they got a squad. We got there. We did dinner Wednesday night. Her brother had. We did.
When do you get drunk? How do you understand them?
Their English is great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not understand it, but like, you know, like, it's hard enough when you're hanging out with people that you don't really know when you're drunk. Because, like, you know when you get drunk, like, everything gets foggy, and you're just like, yeah, of course. And, like, do you get what I'm saying?
Sure. But I know them all at this point for, like, 3 years.
Any of them party?
Like, blow and stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, no. I mean, they all drink, like, I mean, it's like... It was like a Wednesday night. We did raclette. You know what raclette is?
I don't know. If you got the cash, I'll get it.
Yeah, I know a guy.
Raclette?
Yeah, it's you.
Is this some dumb German board game you sitting around playing?
It's a cheese. It's like a cheese.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly.
Oh.
What am I, a fucking asshole? I got Instagram. All right? You fucking jerk off. I go on Tasties.
Yeah,
ooh,
raclette
yeah.
is. So they have like a household one that you can do. Well, raclette's supposed to be a big hunk of cheese, and then you do that, you slice it off with a big blade.
As it's heating up,
this is like a house, like a homemade, like a one for the house.
Like a European George Foreman grill?
Kind of, but it's fucking, dude, so her brother's like a big foodie guy, fucking.
What kind of cheese?
Make some, I don't know, dude, it's like 10 different kinds.
American.
Cheddar.
You only do mozzarella?
Craft shredded. You guys got singles back there?
Singles
without holes.
Singles for Kippy, yeah.
Nah, just good fucking cheese, fucking steak and you just and then you just pick up meat, you throw it on it. Look, there's like a fucking like a griddle type thing on the
I
one
got,
end.
Yeah,
and,
I got you.
Yeah, and then under that you put everything in a little tray, it melts it up, you get the cheese, you got the fucking all the vegetables, everything, the different kinds of meats going. Ay, papi.
So they're over there enjoying their lives,
oh,
doing their
they're
thing.
Living great lives, and then afterwards, it's like, oh, we're going
to... They get up, they go to work, they meet up with each other, they do happy hour, they go to the gym, they have dinner somewhere.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
It. They're doing it. So, but then afterwards, it's cool, too. It's like, oh, we got to do an after, like a liqueur shot, and then like, well, oh, and then try this. So it's like, dinner's
whoa,
like...
Who the fuck's paying for this?
We're at our brother's house.
What, after dinner? What?
Yeah, we're at the... And then afterwards, he, like, breaks out, like, oh, I got this, and here's, like, a...
Like, limoncello and Zambuca and shit?
Yeah, it's like a lemon one, and they have, like, an Italian one, and then, oh, here, oh, I got this French stuff. So we're just, like...
Aren't you hammered?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, you get fatty liver eating and drinking like that.
Yeah, hey,
probably eating pate and all that shit.
They wanted to. I said, no, thanks.
Ooh, you never had pate?
I can't.
Oh,
I don't know.
Buddy.
But...
Slather that on a couple pieces of toast. I can feel like Lecter. A
couple of Ritzes, huh?
Hello, Clarice. So, eating your liver. That's what they're doing, trying to fatten you up.
Wake up in a bathtub. Fuck!
Eating your forehead. Oh, this forehead.
The biggest one I've ever seen. So, yeah, no, it's just cool. Good times. Lot. Did my All right, so I got beef. You want to get into some of the beef?
Oh, no. We don't want beef. I want to hear more about you and your fucking Euro trash friends. Yeah, asshole. This is the Hard Feelings Podcast.
So listen to this.
I feel like I'm sitting with Andrew Zimmerman over here. Fucking tell me about your tales. I want hard fucking feelings. European shit.
One story.
Getting snubbed by a Frenchman. Mm-hmm. This is what we're all about, man. Hard feelings. People don't want to hear this shit.
So we're out boozing one night.
Baby, all right, here we go.
This is what I was trying to get into before you had to get into your shit read over there. No, I'm joking.
Hey, whoa, what the fuck? You can't say that.
I'm kidding. It's a comedy show.
Oh, my God. Mybookie.net, guys. Check it out.
They're not listening.
Kippy won't be here next week. I'll have a new co-host. We love you, Mybookie.net.
He's an actual bookie.
I need the money.
So
start collecting for him.
Yeah, come in. You got a leather jacket, a baseball bat, cut off gloves.
Are you Jeremy?
See this guy? He wants you to not have the money. It's just you.
Mybookie.net wants you to not have the money. All right,
because
we want to squash your head and come collect.
He's a dirty, dirty people. You open up a restaurant in an Italian neighborhood or an Irish neighborhood. He's a dirty, dirty people.
So potatoes. I don't know what you're gonna do.
So. We're walking around, boozed up. I'm drunk most of the time I'm over there. Just pops here or pop. They drink with it. They drink everywhere. So I'm a little buzzed. I'm walking around with my girl. We're just kind of, I think we had dinner. We're popping around another spot. We might meet up with one of her friends. So there's this bar that she, it's like a
hot
dive
friends,
bar.
Hot friends? She got hot friends?
Shut up. There's like a dive bar and she's like.
We could be setting me up. We go over there.
You have a girlfriend.
You never know. Gets hit by a bus or something.
Push her in front of a bus. Who knows? I throw off a bridge, I push you in front of a bus. My book is on that, everybody. Bet if I'll kill my girlfriend.
Take her to the consulate.
No.
Go ahead and look around.
Maybe she becomes a Saudi reporter. Who knows? You gotta look over. You're invested in power tools.
Rome Depot. I don't know what that meant. Did you guys? I don't know. It was Home Depot in German.
Rome.
Did you guys get any fights over there?
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Daily. No,
that's
so,
what we want. Let's go.
So
hold on. Hold my calls.
That says don't pick up.
Oh shit.
That goes out.
Please don't spill on me.
Well, what the fuck? It's an electronic. Who's dumping fucking coffee on the board? All right, so. She goes, oh, there's this dive bar over there. We're waiting to meet up with a friend or something. She's like, oh, there's a dive bar over there. I've always wanted to go. Let's just pop in for a beer. I go, I like a nice dive bar. I'm thinking dive bar like fucking Williamsburg dive bar. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking, you know, goofy people, pictures on the wall. You know, you got to, you know, they're kind of mean to you.
Oh, you mean like a gentrified?
I'm thinking that. Well, there's a dive bar.
You're not thinking like a dive bar, Northeast Philly dive bar.
That's what
we
walk into.
Where it just says packs with like a submarine window.
We walk into.
There's
it's
no
like
other.
Yeah, exactly.
No other lights. That's a dive bar.
We walk into like.
It's on the corner.
We walk into a low-life bar. You know what I mean? Like, we walk into like a fucking. And, dude, I've been in enough situations where I'm like, the energy in here just ain't for me. They
you got
don't
your
like
pop
me.
Collar polo shirt on?
I got one of those
on?
Faces where people just go, what the fuck's your problem? Like, people don't like me. A lot of people like me.
The dog doesn't like them.
95% of people like me. But there's 5% that just for some my
you got
face,
one of those faces.
I do. Yeah. Dude, I was thinking about that this week. How many people have been like, what the fuck are you looking at? And I'm like, what? There'd be like 10 of us, and I get pointed out for something.
You have I kind of want to break his nose face.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah. But in college,
I kind of have that too.
I came to terms with it. I think it's because I look and I don't know what's going
on. Yeah, sometimes people just don't like you. Isn't it weird? But there's sometimes I just don't like certain people too.
Sure, but a lot of times it's always been with me. Like, what the fuck are you looking at? And I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at? Yeah, something.
I'm blind, sir.
Many times, yeah. So yeah, I start feeling around. Hey, buddy. Can I feel your face? I want to see what you look like. So we walk in, right, and it's just like, it's not good, right? But they're all speaking in
German. Does she go to this joint?
She goes, I've never been.
So are you in Berlin or Frankfurt?
This is in Frankfurt.
So her hometown.
Her hometown.
She's saying she doesn't go there.
No, she's like, I've never been.
Okay.
So that's why we went. So
do
we walk in, and there's a guy. We walk in, the bar's right there, and I'm just like, this ain't fucking good. Like, right away. Yeah, I've been in situations where I'm like, I'm going to have to back the fuck out of here.
What's the popo situation over there? They keep it clean? They on the street?
I don't even know if they have guns. I don't fucking know.
You see any cops?
I mean, they drive around in those fucking, you know, Bourne identity cards.
Yeah, the blue lights.
Tanya. Hey, beat it, fucking.
What are you, a fucking Hasidic ambulance driver?
Yeah, right.
Get a little red in there.
What's with all the blues? I need to diversify your colors. I'm not taking you
seriously. Reflective clothing? I can see you coming a mile away.
Yeah. So we walk in, and this girl, come on in. She's speaking English, and she's just like a drunk bar fly. Like, oh, hey, honey.
Speaking in German accent or
no,
American?
No, she's speaking English in German.
Okay.
To my girl, like, oh, you're pretty, like all this stuff.
Mm.
She's got like no teeth or fucking like, you know, she's fucking.
She might have a good personality, Kevin.
Yeah, well, her dental plan wasn't. I don't know about fucking universal health care is bullshit. This girl missed the fucking boat.
This broad's out of the solar system.
Solar system, universal.
Hey, thank you.
That was pretty good. I didn't get that. I was like, solar system. So. So now there's a guy, and he starts yelling. Now, I don't know if he's yelling at the girl at the bar.
Uh-huh.
So there's a girl, empty seat, guy. My girl walks into the middle to, like, order drinks. Because this isn't a place you can order in English. This is like a fucking, this is a local low-life spot. This isn't like, hey, come on in and try to struggle to order a white wine in German. You know what I mean? This is like a fucking no-frills.
All right. Two questions. One, what are you doing in there? And number two, what are you ordering white wine for?
I wasn't ordering white wine, you fucking jerk off. So.
Represent. Jesus
so
Christ.
I'll take a Budweiser.
Yeah, tall boy, fuckface. Make sure it's ice cold,
yeah,
jerk off.
None of that warm shit you're serving, huh?
Take that mead back to your mom's house, all right? Like an ale. A pilsner, if you will.
I'll take the king, huh?
Hit me.
So
some fries, too.
So that guy starts yelling at either the girl or my girlfriend. I don't know what the fuck he's saying, but I know it ain't good because it's in German. Now, I can see my girl's nervous. So I'm like, but I also have that thing of like, yo, I don't want to say let's get the fuck out. Like, so we're fucking, and I'm in a bad situation now. I've been hemmed up in enough bars to be like, how the fuck? I'm planning an exit where I'm going to hit this guy, fucking knee her in the butt, and fucking skedaddle.
Right.
So we get the two beers. She goes, let's go outside. I'm like, yeah, of course. So we go outside. We're drinking.
You think?
Yeah, you think, lady? I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm getting threatened in languages. I don't know. I can't fucking understand. Is he calling me a whore? Is he calling you a whore? I understand what pussy means. Was it to me or you? Because if it's to you, you're on your own. So we go outside, and I'm like, oh, this place is fucking... Some guy's like, oh, is this scary for you? And I'm like...
Do you say it like that, or do you have a German accent?
German accent.
Do the voices, will
you?
The fuck kind of bedtime story is this?
An American guy talking shit to another American guy at a German local bar?
Well, without a layer, I'll tell you that.
Had a little suspense in this tanking story. No, so he goes... you're saying everybody in here is... We were, like, talking about the bar, and so he got mad.
Where's
he
coming
was next
from?
To us at a table. So we were sitting at a table. There's a table next. We're out front drinking by ourselves. It's just this one guy sitting there. So he chimes into our conversation.
Hey, what are you doing talking shit about the place out front with other ears around?
I had a couple of pops in me. So now he goes, what are you saying? Are you saying this place is shitty? Are you talking about...
What do you say?
Yeah, what do you say? You're saying this place is...
There
they don't
now
talk like that, though. It's
no?
Fucking deeper. It's like, it's rougher.
What do you say?
Yeah, it's not like, that's like the weird kinky guy. You know what I mean? Oh, now things are getting kinky. You know what I mean? That's not how Germans talk.
What are you looking for over there?
It's fucking, they're tougher. So he's like, what, huh? So I'm like, oh, fuck. So I go, nah, man, I'm not talking about this place. I'm talking about a place back home.
Can you beat this guy's ass or
no? No, he's a big dude. Ah, big dude.
Jesus, you pussy.
Wow.
All right,
no, so,
go
ahead. So I gotta go. I gotta go. Yo, I gotta assert. You know what I mean?
I ain't scared of you, motherfuckers.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker. Hit me.
I'm big boned. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Pull my shit out of this whole place, kid dog.
Bernie Mac.
Yeah, so I gotta pump up. I gotta go, hey, man, I'm not talking about this place. I'm talking about a place at home. He goes, where's home? I go, the U.S. I was like, the United States of America. And he goes,
ever heard of it, fucko?
Yeah, and then he backed down.
Yeah,
like,
he backed
pussy,
down.
Pussy, yeah, pussy.
Nuked this whole fucking joint.
I smashed my beer on the ground. I say, who want what? Who want what, motherfucker?
Donnie!
I'm flexing on motherfucker. What'd you say? I'm tweeting the president. Yo, I'm hemmed up. Come get me, dog. Send in the troops, daddy-o.
Send Junior and the moron.
And one of your daughters. Yeah, so that was fucking dicey. And then, all right, so we're in Berlin. This talk about a fight. This is my girl, God bless her, right?
Here we go.
I'm just, you've never been away from, this is the longest I've ever been away, and you're in a completely different
never
culture.
Been away.
Yeah, I've been to Delaware
been
once.
Stuck in
up an eight ball. So, and when everything's just a little different, it just gets to you after time, you know what I mean? And
I can't believe you ate at a McDonald's over there.
It was in the airport.
Whatever.
It was in Terminal Z. Ugh. So,
weird beef. Who knows what it is? Hoofs or whatever? It's a real deal over here. 100% grade A Chuck. That's how we do it in the U.S. It's all Chuck.
100% Charlie, huh?
It's all Chuck, baby. So, 80-20. So, who knows what they got?
I go, so now we're leaving Berlin. And time, I've stressed so many times on this, I am a fucking time-oriented person, especially if there's a schedule or a deadline.
You don't like to jerk around.
Catching the train.
Don't like to be late.
She doesn't, and she's not really familiar with Berlin, so it's like, is it this subway? Is it this train? I don't understand it fucking anything. Everything's in fucking Germany. I don't know what the fuck's going on. So I'm relying all on her, which I don't like. So I go, we wake up, and it's like, all right, we have an hour to get to this train or this train. To take it to another, we have to take the train to another train to another to get, it's like multiple trains.
Where are you going?
Back to Frankfurt.
Okay.
We have to take the subway. We have to take like the local trains
okay.
to their fucking,
to like a German train
to their
station?
Penn station, yeah.
Wow.
So we, first of all, we go into order, and she's like, let's go here. And I'm like, no, I don't want that. And I was just being a baby.
What are you talking about?
She was like, let's go get a croissant for breakfast. I'm like, I don't fucking want a croissant. I've had croissants every day. I'm fucking over croissants.
Fucking bowl of oatmeal like a man,
give me,
huh?
Give me a bowl of fucking cereal
yeah.
or something.
How about two over
cheese,
easy?
A bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel. Not none of this fucking flaky shit you got. Give me the dough. So we walk and we find a place. And we find a bagel place. And I go, oh, fuck. It's called like bagels and something. I go, this is great.
Bagels
give me
and
a
kippy.
Nice fucking bagel. Walk in. Fucking bananas, this fucking man. Yeah, you can have a fish head with a fucking onion on a poppy seed bagel that's the size of a piece of fucking loose leaf. I'm like, just give me a fucking bagel.
So you can find a D&D over there.
I know. They do have them at like the train stations and stuff. So I find like an egg. It's like you can get it with egg, cream cheese, and bacon. I'm like, give me that.
No, that's not bad.
Not too bad. And by the way, ask them to add cream cheese to your bacon, egg, and cheese in the morning.
I like cream cheese and bacon.
Oh, it's fucking nice. Yeah, they look at you like you're a whack job, but do it up. Ain't too shabby.
I'll tell you what I like is cream cheese, jelly, and bacon on a bagel.
On your toes?
When I eat them. All right, let's go.
So now I'm but now there's a train thing, and she goes, that's going to be a while. And I go, we ordered two, this is a, it says bagel on the name of your place is Bagel Shop. I ordered two bagels. You're telling me it's going to take a while. There's zero sense of urgency over there. Zero sense because they don't work on tips. Everybody's making, the cashier's making $20 an hour. The fucking bartender's making $20 an hour. So it's like moseying around. Everybody's relaxed. They're playing coach pitch. You know what I mean? This is fuck. I'm used to fucking razzle, dazzle, shake and bake.
Jesus.
So we have like 14 minutes to catch the train. She goes, that's going to take a while. I'm like, it can't take more than 14 minutes to make two bagels with things that you have. It's not like I'm asking, hey, I want like a fucking cow hoof on it. Like you, this is advertised on
your
menu.
Oh, that's 2 minutes.
So we missed the first train.
Oh.
Takes 22 minutes to get two bagels out of this broad.
Jesus.
So now I'm fucking, okay, we got to get to this. So we get there. I don't know, is this train going to work? So now we're buying tickets on the train. First of all, the subways don't operate on token. You don't have to swipe a card, or you can just get on a train.
For free?
Well, these Germans follow the rules to the goddamn T, that it's like an honor system.
You're kidding.
You're supposed to buy a ticket. And then they might stop and say, hey, let me see your tickets or whatever. But I've never seen it. I didn't see it. You
fucking
can just,
suckers.
You just
so
get.
So you're telling me Germany's wide open, huh?
Wide open. Me, you can go take that thing over, huh? I'll be selling my own tickets. Hey, 2 for $5, huh? 2 for $5. Yeah, you can just get on a train. So now we're waiting for the tickets, right? And the line's going too fucking long because these Germans, I'm like, you're at a fucking train station. And these Germans are like, we're waiting like 10 minutes and there's two people in front. Like, they're taking minutes at the to buy a train ticket. I'm like,
God, I'm fucking getting anxiety thinking
yeah, exactly.
about it. Stop.
And I'm fucking losing it. So after the whole bagel debacle, so I'm going,
the bagel debacle.
So I see that it's not taking cards well. So I go, here's the fucking cash, pay in cash. And she's going, you don't even know what this sign's saying. You don't speak the language.
Who said this?
My girl.
Ooh.
Oh, so I go, you know, I literally said to her, I go, you know what? Fuck this. And I walked away. And I just started going. I'm like, I don't know. And then
nice fight in the train station.
Oh, buddy.
Dysfunction Junction, next stop.
And by the way, if we miss these tickets, like, it's going to be, it's not just like we get the next train. It's like $150. Like, these are like $60, $70 tickets of the train we're going to miss.
Okay.
So it's like, it's not just like, we'll catch the next one. We're fucked.
You don't speak the language. You don't say.
Which is like a pitching point in our relationship. That's a fucking prickly peat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's an intelligent human being, and you're garbage from Philly.
Hey. We vote for me, you know what I mean? Like, I am what I am.
That was in the brochure.
You buy a cash for clunkers, you know what I mean?
Don't speak the language.
So I go, fuck this. I literally go, fuck this, and I walked away. Then I go, well, what the fuck am I going to do? She's got the I don't even know where I'm going.
Fighting. It's so stupid.
I'm 4,000 miles from home. I got no cash. I'm done.
I'm staying here.
Yeah, me. So I walk back, and I go, what way are we going? And now I can see, it on the, she goes, well, I think we can take this one. I go, I know I can read the sign because I saw where we had to go. She goes, oh, like now it's tight. So we get to the train station. We have 3 minutes to catch the fucking train. And we're going, and she looks at a sign, and she goes, they changed tracks to track 15. And the numbers, not like you're taking the 8472 at 11 o'clock to Frankfurt. You know how like how the trains have like a number?
Yeah.
And indicate like a flight has a flight number. And
sure,
everything.
I'm aware.
And they weren't matching up. The times weren't matching up. The numbers weren't
matching
up. Yeah,
it's all
up.
European
the
shit.
The tracks weren't matching. And she's going, this doesn't make sense. It's on this. I'm like, well, we got to fucking ask somebody because we're going to miss. We have 3 minutes. Like, we have to act. We can't sit here and stand and stare at the fucking board. Like, that's not going to help us because we can't figure this the fuck out. I'm like, go find somebody. So then we stop and look at another board. She's like, it doesn't make any sense. Here, I look. She's looking at the fucking, she's looking at the arrivals. I go, Nadine, it's over here. She goes, it's right here. And I go, you're looking at the fucking arrivals. And people's like, Berlin, stop.
Yes.
And they're like, everybody, I'm like,
psycho.
It's track 15. Let's go. Oh, buddy. I was fucking hot.
The Americans have landed.
Talk about D-Day.
Losing is cool.
Oh, man, I've never yelled at her like that. I was like, it's...
Well, I hope you apologized.
I don't think I did.
What?
Fuck her. No,
get out of here. She's so sweet and nice.
I go, you're looking at the fucking... You're looking... Dude, I was... The monster came out of me, and as it was coming,
I know
like,
that.
This ain't good.
You were relishing in that for that second, and afterwards you're like, what's wrong
with
me?
When I figured it out, I said, this dumb broad.
It's like turning into a werewolf. I showed her.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Then she left me.
Yeah, exactly.
I apologize 5 minutes later.
Yeah, it was tough.
Well, that's why I stay right here in the good old
that's why you're
U.S.
A fat, dumb
of
as
A.
Well. That's why you're a fat, dumb idiot.
Gang, we got to get the fuck out of here. All right, I got to take Kippy to the U.S. Embassy, do a little debriefing. You know what I'm talking about? Check this guy for wires. Guys, I want to hear from you, okay? Ask Uncle Hank. TheHardFeelingsPod@gmail.com. Get your grudge of the weekend. We're going to kick it back up and get it moving. We're sorry that we fell off on it.
Plug Connecticut.
Connecticut. Oh, Fairfield Comedy Club.
Whoop, whoop.
November 16th, Kippy and I will be co-headlining.
Double headliners.
Fairfield Comedy Club will be posting some links and all that stuff. We have a couple other shows that are coming up. We'll be back next week, fresh and new. Kippy's not going anywhere for a while. We're going to be rocking out all the way through the end of the year here, and we'll all watch 2018 go bye-bye together here on the Hard Feelings Podcast. We love you. Goodbye.
See ya.